Okay. It's been a long time, and it's been sporadic because, well, Hashem of good things, the Yom Tovim. And we're up to Eis Yud Gimel, but there was a Torah in Sichas and Likutei Moran that we didn't do yet, and it would be very, very wrong not to do. From time to time, we'll do something extra to fill in from Likutei Moran and from Likutei Halachas. Generally, we're going to go through one Sicha after the other, try to move it at a good speed. But this is such a yesod in all of Rabbi Nachman's Torahs and all of his teachings. The inyan that we learned, it's already a long time, that we learned about the maniyas that a person has, that all of the bilbulim and all of the maniyas, that all the things that are in the person's way, in icy days, that it's natural that a person feels that all of the kaychus that he puts, all of the effort that he puts into overcoming these obstacles, that all of those kaychus, especially if it doesn't work out the way that he was hoping for, that the kaychus is done. It was a waste. It was just a terrible waste of time and of energy, and it was disappointing and so on. And what does all of that mean? So in Ayis Yud Beis, in Sicha Yud Beis, Rabbi Nachman is saying how that all of the gears, all of the effort that a person put into reaching something in Avodas Hashem, it's a bechina of karbanis. That's the last time we learned. It's a bechina of bringing a carbon to Hashem. Ki alecha haragnu kol hayom. That Hashem, for your sake, we die all day long. What does it mean? A person can only die once. What does it mean to die over and over? Dying, a person puts his kaychus into something and then it doesn't work out. And he puts nacham al the kaychus into it and he fails. So one would feel that, kind of you feel like you're a failure, Aleph and Beis, that what was the sense of all of that? So Rabbi Nachman's teaching us that Alecha haragnu kol hayom, meaning that the person himself, the person brings himself as an offering to Hashem, and this repeated experience of trying and disappointing, which is a bechina of dying, of death, ki Alecha haragnu kol hayom, nechshavnu kitzayim tivcha, they were like slaughtered for your sake. Rabbi Nachman says that you should know that that all of those yigiyas, all of the effort that a person makes, is considered korbanos that are brought to Hashem, which of course a korban is the highest thing. Sirach nichoich, it brings the highest nachas ruach for the Bari Olam to bring a korban, as we see in the parasha with Noach after the marble. And when a person brings his efforts to Hashem's brach, that's a bechin of a korban. And that all that a person can do, he ended this Sicha Beisem with Eskola Sheh Timsa Yod Chalas, as I say. How something comes out, what it ends up, that's in Hashem's hands. We all know that. Even though we know it, it's hard for us to remember that B'Shas Ma'isa when we're going through a hard time. And in the end, all of the Yigiyas that a person makes, all of that in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Machshev, all of that, and the person should know that that's a bechin of korbanos. So in this Torah, in Likutei Moran, if you have the photo stat in front of you, it's one of a number of Torahs on this subject. This is the second chelik of Likutei Moran, Likutei Tinyana, Ois Mem Vav. This is one of the Torahs that a person has to live with, in all of them, but to live with and to keep in his mind and his heart. This is one of the earliest Torahs that I remember ever learning many years ago. And I still walk around with it. It gives me a lot of chizik. Mesiras nefesh, yesh lo kol echad v'echad miyisrael, b'chol yom v'chol shah. Mesiras nefesh, sacrificing oneself. Every single Jew is mesiras nefesh, b'chol yom v'chol shah, every day and every hour. Kagan, for instance, Shinaisan Mamain Listaka. When a person gives money to Tztaka, Vahamaman Hua Nefesh. And we know that money reaches into the Nefesh of a person. Hamaman Hua Nefesh. It's with the money that a person has that he's able to be mechayis nefesh, to give, to live, to give life to his family. So mammon is a bechin of nefesh. Mammon is not nefesh. Ki elavu naisias nafshe. But the pasuk says that the balabas has to pay the worker on time, right? It's a din from the Torah that you have to pay the worker his wages. Why? The Torah says ki elavu naisias nafshe. The employee is depending on you, the boss, for his soul, meaning for his check. And his check is Elav Noisias Nafshai. He's depending on that. His soul depends on it, meaning we're not talking about the deepest part of a person, but from here Rabbi Nachman teaches us that Mammon is something that touches the nefesh of a person. Therefore, first of all, a person, in order to make money, has to be Maisa Nefesh. The hard work that a person has to put into Parnassa. And oftentimes, Rabbi Nachman says, there are sakonas. There are all kinds of dangers that go into making a living. Understand, in those days, there were more sakonas that were involved, but there's all different sakonas. So, according to make the money, you have to be moisa nefesh. You're putting your kishkes into it, your nefesh, into making the money. And this money that you gave your nefesh to make, the money is called nefesh. This worker, he put his nefesh into the work to make that money, to get that check. And then what does he do? And then afterwards he takes the money and he gives tzedakah. He gives that money up because Hashem wants him to give tzedakah. Nimsa, maisa nafsha. And every single penny, especially a person who's not wealthy, every single penny has his nefesh in it. Every single penny has the worker's nefesh in it. And he was Moshe Nefesh to get the money. And now he gives it away. His Nefesh is inside the money. And he gives the money. Why? Because Hashem as well said, you should give it to someone. That's Messias Nefesh. Night Lamam of Noisa Bishil Hashem as well. Nimsa Moshe Nafshay. V'chein b'tfilah. And with davening, Yisi b'medrish anelam, it says in the Zohar Kodesh, Shei b'chinas ke'alecha hiragnu kalayayim. Here, Rabbi Nachman is touching upon what we're learning in the Sicha Seran. That tefillah is, as we know, avaida. Tefillah now is in place of karbanas, instead of sacrificing. Except a karban, a person can bring once in a while. I'm not talking about the kind of the working of the mikdash, and even then, until it's your turn. But a klaisel, of course, we have karbanas for the tzibur. Of course, but when it comes to davening, three times a day, a person's moisa nefesh. Ke'alecha haragnu kol hayom. Hayinu mesiris nefesh. Ki tzarech yegiya gedoyla u'melchama gedoyla im ha'machshavos v'habilbulim. A person who's serious about davening, he has to put his nefesh into the davening, just not, Rabbi Nachman says, to overcome the thoughts that a person would normally have. And it's a big milchama. It's a big war. It's a big milchama. Davening. Chazal. And the Zohar Kodesh called davening a time of war. It's a war within oneself. Milchama gedoyla im ha-machshavos v'ha-bilbulim. That's why we see that David HaMelech says, Ramimais kel begroinam v'cherv pifiyais biyadam. It's like David is talking about davening, and he's talking about using a sword and to cut through. Cherev pifiyais biyadam. That the sword of the mouth is compared to a double-edged sword. And davening is a milchama. And a person has to fight against all of the machshavas, the thoughts, and all the bilbulim, and all the confusion. V'sachbulais. And he has to use all kinds of strategies, lonus, v'levarach mehem, how to escape from the negative thoughts, from the destructive thoughts, how to run away. V'al zeh nemar, kehalecha hiragnu kol hayom. And that's the deeper meaning of the pasuk, that for your sake, we die all day long. Not just once, but all day long we try to daven, and we try to fight against those machshavos. It's mesiras nefesh. You put your nefesh into that milchama. K'muva b'medrash anelam nimzah shu mesiras nefesh. V'chein chayetze b'zeh. So Nachman says, you see that a Jew is mesiras nefesh. Kol yom v'chol shah. Does not mean to die physically. Kol yom v'chol shah. Person is mesiras nefesh. Obviously, if a person doesn't put his kaiches into things, but it's a mesiras nefesh if the person is doing it with all of his kaiches. Tada. And you should know, shahamini is sheesh l'kol echad la'avodas habarius baruch shamay. You should know that the minis, the obstacles that are in the way, each person has, sheesh l'kol echad la'avodas habarius baruch shamay, that everybody has in his Avodas Hashem that's blocking him from what he wants to accomplish in Avodas Hashem. Kagan, for instance, when Soila had Tzadik Emes, for instance, to go to the true Tzadik, to become attached to the Tzadik, the tremendous, tremendous manias that are standing between a person and going to the Tzadik. Well, Kol Echad V'Echad Nidmalai, and each person, it seems to each person, each person is convinced that his manias, what's in his way to going to the tzaddik, or to going into to the aces of the tzaddik, or to being connected to the tzaddik in his kashas, whatever it might be, and other things, Navas Hashem, each person thinks that his manias are the worst manias in the world, that he has bigger manias than other people. And he feels it's so difficult to overcome these manias that he has. Da, Ibn Achman says here, right next one vada, next to the other vada, it's not so common. He says, and you should know. First of all, everybody's difficulties, everybody's manias, each person's only kifi kaicha. It's according to the kaiches that person has. That's Aleph. Your kaiches. Your menias. Your kaiches. Kfi mashi yochal lasais. Only according to the amount that you can carry, that you can bear, that you can deal with. V'lamad behem. And to be able to stand up to these menias. Im yirtze. That's an important im yirtze, those two words. If you want. That you could do it. Im yirtze. Whatever manias the Baruch Hashem throws in a person's way, it's for that person, and he can handle those manias if he wants to, im yirtze. But then Rabbi Nachman says, beis, which is be'emes, ein shum mania, we learned this in the past. The truth is that on a deeper level, there really isn't any mania at all. Ki gam b'ha mania b'atzma, melubesh sham Hashem esbarach. Because even in the Maniyah itself, there is Hashem. You remember we learned the Torah in the first Chelik about Moshe Rabbeinu, right? That Moshe Rabbeinu went into the cloud. Kisham hu Elokim. That Hashem is in the cloud, and the cloud is the Maniyah. The cloud is what's blocking. The cloud is what's in the way. And Kisham hu Elokim, over there Hashem is. And Rabbi Nachman brought that, Chazal tell us that, where is Hashem? So Hashem is by the Kachalosh Rome, standing by the entrance into Rome. By the Maniyah itself, the biggest Maniyah to a Jew and to the Jewish people is that Tumah of Rome. So where is Hashem? In the Maniyah itself. Hashem is mislabish in the Maniyah because that entire Maniyah is not really a Maniyah. That entire Maniyah is Hashem pulling you towards Him, not pushing you away. But in order for Him to pull you towards Him, you must go through that, or else it's not going to really be you. It's going to be somebody else, something else. It's not who you really need to become. So therefore, that miniyah is placed in your path. Hashem Himself is mislabish, is enclosed in that obstacle. Shamhu Elokim. Uchamavur b'mokam acher. Over there in Kuftesvav. V'haminiyah ha-gedoyla she'b'chol ha-miniyahs. But then Rabbi Nachman says, the biggest miniyah, really? So it's not the actual thing that's in your way. My parents won't let me go to Eretz Yisrael for the year. My my husband or my wife, they don't want to be so firm like me. Well, whatever it is, I can't put in an hour a day to learn. I can't stop talking Lashon Hara. Each person with his minis. Everybody has a list of minis. So, Ibn Achman says, all of those minis that a person can make a list of all the things, of all the hurdles, of all the obstacles, Ibn Achman says, the emesis, v'haminiyah ha-gadalus v'chol ha-miniyas, hi miniyas ha-mayach. The emesis, that the biggest miniyah is not that specific mitzias that's in your way. Whatever it is at that moment of your life, the biggest miniyah is where? In your head. Miniyas ha-mayach. Dahina, what does that mean? You could tell 120, you could blame this miniyah and that miniyah. But the real miniyah is that in your own mind you're not convinced that this is really what you want. You're not convinced that this is really what you must do. And that's not really, therefore it's not really what you want. And your mind and your heart are divided. In other words, there's something in your mind and your heart that's keeping you from Hashem. It's not the miniyah that's keeping you. It's not your mother, your wife. It's not your homework. It's not your work. It's not whatever else it is. That's not what's keeping you from. The ikke miniyah that's keeping you from Hashem is in your own brain, in your own heart. That's the ikke miniyah. That's what's hamaniyah hagadayda shebechol hamaniyasi miniyas hamayach. With this sentence, I'm telling you just personally, I went with this sentence for 4 or 5 years, saying it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Because it's so much easier not to think about that, not to accept that. It's so much easier to always blame everything else and everybody else, including Hashem. It's so much easier. Ha-miniyah ha-gadayla shebechol ha-miniyas im miniyas ha-mayach. That's the biggest miniyah. But your heart is not really there. Your mind and your heart are not really there. That you don't really be'emes want. You don't really want what you say that you want or what you think that you want. It's not what you think. It's not the mania that's keeping you. That thing that the other person that's keeping you, or your schedule that's keeping you away from Hashem. It's not your teva, your nature, and or your bad midas, or it's not the society, it's not the culture, it's not America, it's not the internet, it's not the iPod, it's not the YouTube and the all of those things. It's not that. Those are all maniyas. But the ikka maniyah, the real maniyah, is maniyas hamayach, is the maniyah in your own mind. That you haven't made up your mind that this is what you want. And if you would make up your mind that that's what you want, like we know from, he brings here also from his great grandfather Baal Shem, the famous marshal, he brings a little bit, then those manias would disappear in a second. If you've bam is, then you really, 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 in your own mind and heart, you made up in your mind and in your heart that this is what I must be, then the other manias will disappear. They'll go away. Kefiluk shemeshaber hamaniyas sheyesh lo l'mselat tzadik ha'emes uval l'sham. So let's say you got past the maniyas. Your wife didn't want you to go to the tzadik, or your husband didn't want you to go, or the economy was bad. Whatever the maniyas were, you got past those maniyas. Everything, it worked out. It worked out. And you got to the tzaddik. And you're there. Im kolze. And all you've been complaining about is how they're not letting me go to the tzaddik. They don't let me go to the tzaddik. This one doesn't let me go. That one doesn't let me go. The money doesn't let me go. My job doesn't let me go. Nothing lets me go to the tzaddik. Okay, so you got past all those minis. Im kolze. And now you're there. You're by the tzaddik. Im kolze. Kshemoyche cholik v'kosh le'kush yisal tzaddik. So now you're standing by the tzaddik, and you realize that you yourself have questions on the tzaddik. In other words, it's not the you have menias in your own brain. There's nothing else that's in you anymore. You don't have to climb over any mountains. You're there. You're there, and your heart feels like stone. V'yeshlach mimius beliba al tzaddik. You have a crookedness in your heart. You look at certain things about the tzaddik, and you see that the tzaddik is certain things that are strange, or you feel that you can't relate to, or there could be strange things that by people that are with the tzaddik, and why the tzaddik have these people, and whatever it might be. Zois hamenia, maneya isa yoisim kol hamenias. See, here, it could be you traveled. And now a person can go to different places. It's not so hard to go on a plane, to go on a bus. People now, someone has to go on a bus someplace for 3-4 hours. He's already crashing, and he sees himself like the biggest Mesiras Nefesh. People would walk for weeks. They schlep and walk an animal, on an animal and walk. And Rabbi Nachum says, in the end, after all of the schlepping and everything, you're there by the tzaddik. You're there by the tzaddik. It's hard for us to relate to this because it's not, you know, as far as having his kashrus to a tzaddik b'emes. So most of us are not familiar with that. But Rabbi Nachman says, once you're already there, zayis haminiyah maneiyah isa yoyisim kol haminiyahs. The maneiyahs in your own mind and in your own heart are bigger and thicker then all of the manias of getting the money to go, and of schlepping, and with the family, and all the other manias. It's bigger than manias in your own mind. And so it is with davening. She b'tchila yesh l'kama manias al ha-tfila. That a person has, he tries to daven, in the beginning he has a number of manias that are things that are in the way. And so finally, so whatever, it was hard to get to davening because of different things that to find the time to be able to get to a quiet place, whatever it might be. So finally, so he was able to get finally past these different manias that were in the way of him going to daven. And uval his palo, and he came to daven. Kshali by akum upsalta im Hashem esbach. And there's something in his heart, and in his mind, there's a crookedness, and there's a distance from Hashem. And that distance, you can't blame on anybody, because you got past all those other things and other people that were in your way. And that mania is the biggest mania of all. That's the biggest mania of all. Hainu b'chinas, like David Melch says, libi scharchar. What does it mean, libi? It's a funny word, scharchar. Libi scharchar targum, soviv, schor schor. It means that my heart is dragging around in circles. Scharchar means going making circles. Like a soicher, like a merchant who drays a heart, goes everywhere around, selling and buying. So what does it mean? What does Dovermel say? Libi scharcha. What does it mean? My heart is making circles. Soviv, schar schar. Dahainu shaliboy mesuvav umukav umhukam. It means that my heart is encircled. My heart is so encircled. There's so many walls that are surrounding my heart. My whole life I'm blaming other people for keeping me, from preventing me from being what I want to be. My whole life I have tightness because of my parents and because of this and because of that. And the David Melch says, Libi Scharcha. David Melch is able to say that my heart itself is so encircled. Shaliboy mesuba v'muka v'mu'ukam b'achmimis v'kushyis v'kfiris al Hashem esbach. My heart is besieged and encircled. Besieged, it's surrounded. Surrounded. Scharcha means surrounded, encircled. With what? all kinds of kashis and kriyas. Kashis means questions about Hashem. I didn't even admit to myself. Kashis on Hashem. Kashis and kriyas. Not big kriyas. I don't believe in God. Kriyas. Little kriyalach. Not big kriyas. All kinds of kriyas. Like, you know, the person could be, because the heart is so crooked and we have so many negiyas. You know how it is, a person, let's say, a person has a drinking problem. And so he says all the time that I don't really have a drinking problem. Because I make a l'chaim on Shabbos a couple of times. And so what? What's wrong if I make during the week also a yahrzeit, I think, a couple of times. Let's make a l'chaim. Because somebody else has the outside also. So you know, you have people say these kind of things all the time. Very smart people. And they say, I don't really have a drinking problem. I handle my drinking perfectly well. So then, and his wife says, I'm telling you, you're an alcoholic. He's very insulted. He's very hurt by that. And there are other things in his life, of course, he's messing up because of his l'chaims. The other things in his life he's messing up. And there are things that are going wrong with how he handles the children. Things are going wrong at work. And he's reaching more into the bottle. I had a guy recently, had a mess like this. The guy tells me, the wife says he used to be an alcoholic, so he hasn't been for a long time. That's what he said. So then the wife says, you still are. So he said, that's not true. So she said, you drank the entire bottle of liquor. I know you. So he said, that doesn't make me into an alcoholic. In one day, he drank a whole bottle. He didn't deny it because she knew. She put whatever it was over there. She knew that he drank the whole bottle. He said, that doesn't make me into an alcoholic. So what does it make you into? Yeah. It sounds better if you say it like that. It makes you into a happy person. Doesn't make you yahin yisamach l'chavemesh. So then what happens? Sometimes it happens that the delays brayer against his will, he fights against it because he feels that people are being unfair to him. And it's not nice that people gave him such a label, that his mother, his father, his wife, his boss, that they say you have a serious problem. You have to go someplace for help. Very angry, very resentful. But Dailam is not letting him in. Dailam's not letting him back. So Bidelezeber, Bal Karcha, he ends up in some place. And then he realizes. Very often this is what happens. It's an amazing revelation. When it becomes absolutely clear to him that the truth is not the way that he thought his entire life about himself. The way that he looked at himself, I mean, he said that he's not an alcoholic. He wasn't lying. He's not a liar. He was in denial. That's what they call it, in denial. What does it mean to be in denial? It means that there's kriyas. There's certain kriyas. How come you and I can't just on a regular davening, we can't mamish explode with the Havas Hashem's Baruch and our Avaida and so on? Because they're kfirulach. We haven't been to rehab. No, we haven't been. We're all alcoholics. In Olam Hazeh, not in drinking, chalila, whatever. But in Olam Hazeh, we're shikr with Olam Hazeh. We're shikr with Olam Hazeh. And we haven't worked out that sugya of being shikr. We're not honest about it. And if anybody says, you know, you're a shikr, says, I'm a shikr with what? Shikr with money, you're a shikr with your own taivas, you're a shikr with whatever it is. He says, it's not true. I make a l'chaim on my taivas. I'm not a shikr on my taivas. So then if you would sit down, it's going to be when Mashiach comes, a big, 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 you know, 12-step gathering of everybody sitting down together in one circle, and everybody, all the big deniers are going to be sitting there, and they're going to start schmoozing, and there'll be Nevi'im and Tzaddikim to lead these groups, and Nevi'im and Tzaddikim will help us to come to the truth, and we'll find out that we had on Hashem all kinds of kashas, all kinds of kriyas. There's a year that I know that I care for very, very much. This goes back a long time. And he was very, very sick. And he told me, he asked me, could you call the Amshnav for me? Could you call the Amshnav? He wanted Amshnav, I don't remember, one or two other tzaddikim, to call to get my name up. So I said, of course, but what about you? Chazal tells that the main person of daven for the sick person is the sick person. Daven? She says, better you should ask the Amshnav to daven. I said, what's the matter with you? I mean, the Gemara says that the person himself should daven. That's the biggest davening. So we're talking. So what comes out? The kriyulach come out. He starts to tell me about the Holocaust and about this and that. It's like a regular firm guy. So it's like he was Nebuch not well. And then you open up the head and you start pouring out kashas and kriyas. There's a person that was learning Daf Yomi and was going to Minyan. He said now when he was very sick, he didn't want to have my davening. Let's get somebody else that can really daven. So why can't you daven? Can't. His davening doesn't go. He davens every day, but doesn't go. Why doesn't it go? Starts to say that this happened. This person in his life he davened for, and then how come? And then he still has tinnitus because there's something with the Holocaust and different things. It wasn't a survivor; it was a child that survived. This tinnitus, all different things, but the kriyulach that a person has. Those are ikum and niyas. That's what's holding. The main thing is in the niyas hamayach, niyas halayv, in yourself. Not outside. The outside manias are hard. But if a person is able to work on the inside manias, then the outside manias can blast it away. That's what he says. David Melech was honest. And David Melech says, Libi Schacha. You know, he had a lot of enemies. He had a lot of tzars, David Melech. He had a lot of people were against him. But throughout Tehillim, he keeps on coming back to this. Libi Schach. My biggest enemy is inside of here. All the time. Oyvei Nafshi. Who the Oyvei Nafshi? Rabim Kamim Alai. Ki Kamu Bi Eidei Sheker. Well, it's false witnesses. What false witnesses? Inside of himself. All of Tehillim. That's why each and every one of us can relate to that. If he's talking about outside enemies, okay. Klaisel's enemies, not like we're being attacked here and where we live. But inside of oneself, oyvei nafshi, ki kamu bi eidei sheker. That's inside a person. I mean, that's the ikamini is inside a person. And David Melech says, libi schach. A person wants to have shalom bayis, there's difficulties in marriage. I'm not talking about God forbid with somebody when a person's married to Khalil or something, you know, some got stuck in some crazy thing or with a crazy person, Russia, Roshanta, God forbid, or Michigan. But they're having problems in marriage. See, each one always thinks that the menia is you. And Dharma says, Libi Schach. Libi. It's a big yisoid. One's own heart, ikimenias, is in one's own heart. Masuba v'mukaf m'uka maknimis v'kashi z'kfiyus al Hashem Yisbarach. Zebchinas, and we see this in the Golas of Mitzrayim. It says, Vayimoru eschayem b'avoyda kosher b'chaymer b'leveinim. It's a famous teaching of Chazal. It says they embittered our lives with very difficult work, slavery, and then with the mortar and with the bricks and everything. So Chazal learned there in the Tikkunim that it says when it says Vayimaros Chayim Ba'avoda Kasha is Dabe Kushya. It means that our lives became embittered because of our kashas. In other words, the Egyptians, when you, if you'd be looking at this with a, if you'd be watching this on the movie, or you'd be watching this from the window, the biggest enemy of a Jew is the Egyptian. The Egyptian is hitting him. The Egyptians are embittering our lives. But the Zohar Kodesh says, "Vayimaros chayim ba'avoda kasha dakushya." What's embittering the life of a Jew, really, on the deepest level, is not the mitzvah outside of you. It's the mitzvah inside of you. Dakushya, you have kashyas on a Kodesh Baruch. You have kashyas, questions, problems with emuna. Inside of you, the Meniyas HaMarech and Meniyas HaLeich. But the Mitzvah, it's bad. It's bad, but we know with Tzaddikim, they get, the Mitzvahim can't break their spirits. The Egyptians don't break the spirits of the Tzaddikim. No. The Egyptians can break the spirit of a person with a broken spirit. But the Ikim Meniyah is the Meniyah inside. That's what Chazal is teaching us. Vayimorus Chayim Ba'avoda Kasha. It's Bekushya. That's when a Jew's life is bitter. The bitterness is not what they're doing to me. The bitterness is what I've done to myself. And the bitterness is, if I in my deepest heart would know that every single thing that I'm going through, every single second of my pain, every single second, is all because of Hashem's love. If I would believe that, then I wouldn't be embittered. I wouldn't be bitter. I wouldn't be angry. And I wouldn't be broken. So the bitterness, the morrow, the vayimorus chayim comes from the kashis. Chayinu hakushis shibliba, that the heart is divided. The heart is not completely with Hashem. Shehem ha-meniyah ha-gadayim mekulam. That's the biggest meniyah. Not the Egyptian outside, the Egyptian inside is the biggest meniyah. And there's only one way. You have to scream out from the depths of your heart to Rabbi Shalom. To scream the top of your lungs, from the depths of your heart. And Hashem hears your voice and turns to you when you're screaming. And it could be shemizeh ba'atzma, that from that screaming and that crying out, once you're honest with yourself, like David HaMelech, libi, libi, and you scream out to Hashem for help, that you're trapped, that you're ambushed, that you're encircled by your own kashas, that by screaming, by pushing yourself to scream out yourself, shemizeh ba'atzma yipol v'yizbata l'gamrei kol ha'kushyas v'hamini yisana. It could happen. That through the screaming itself, all of the kashas and all of the maniyas could fall in a second. I'll call upon him, Hashem Yisbarach, and even if you don't see that right away, I'll call upon him, Hashem Yisbarach, Shamea Kailai, Shazei Yeshuasa. You have that, you begin to feel that Hashem is listening to you. And that itself is a tremendous Yeshua. That itself gives you a tremendous, tremendous Yeshua. Because remember, the Ikki Yeshua is to feel that you're abandoned. The Ikki Menia is to feel Chalila, that Hashem's Baruch doesn't care. That Hashem's Baruch has left you, he's abandoned you. That's the Ikki Menia. And because of that, what the guy says, because of the Holocaust. So it means that there's this feeling that Hashem wasn't with us. Or if he davened for someone, he wasn't answered. So he feels that Hashem didn't listen. When a person feels, when a person believes and a person feels that Hashem is listening, even if it didn't change his life, and the mitzvahs of his life, but that itself is a gewaldig Yeshua. It's a gewaldig Yeshua. Because the main bitterness is the kashas. The main bitterness is that terrible feeling that no one's listening to me. That it doesn't make a difference. That I'm going through doesn't make a difference. That's the main bitterness. That's the Ikar Meniyah. There's the Oysius I mentioned many times over the years. This Rabbi Nachman said, there's the Oysius Kusha. And therefore, a Kasha, a dilemma, the biggest Kasha, a Kusha, Kusha Nidalef, Rashi Tevis, Shema Hashem Kaili Ekra. I beg you, Hashem, listen to me. I'm screaming to you. It's the same Rashi Tevis. It's Kusha. Shin, right? Shema Hashem is Yud Yud Kevav Ke. Kaili, Ekra, Kuf Aleph. That's Kushya. That's the only eighth of a person who's surrounded, whose heart is encircled, to force himself, to bring himself, to scream. Shema Hashem Kaili Ekra. That is the way to overcome the kasha. Shetzarach rak likrais l'Hashem, to call out to Hashem. Kshemizgaver olav akushi vakvir kanal, when you feel over, you're already able to admit, to acknowledge. See the fellow that goes to rehab. So once he gets past that initial denial, and he's able to admit, because now he's sitting with other people and he's not sitting with other people who are talking and being open and being honest, and he doesn't feel vulnerable that his boss or his wife or this or that, you know, and he's able to talk and emes. So after he gets past that initial shock of self-discovery, of seeing the truth about himself, Taki is an alcoholic, and how much he's hurt his wife, and how much he's hurt his kids, or he's hurt his parents, whatever it might be, and himself. So then he could scream for help. Until then, he couldn't scream for help. Because I need help. I don't need help. Forget, I help other people. I don't need help. The screaming starts when the person is kind of able to admit that he has kfirlach kashas. He has kashas. And there's nothing wrong, there's nothing embarrassing about having kashas. There's nothing wrong. It's not an aveira. The person calls out for help, for Yeshua. Kashas. But that's what David HaMelech said, Libi Schach, you see the David HaMelech may tell him forever and ever. David HaMelech may tell him for us. You see what he says about himself in Tehillim. We would never write stuff like that about ourselves. Yeah, it's all these things that a person can think, what did you do that's so terrible? Probably nothing that they actually told him, the Navi. The good stuff they kept out of the Navi. Chalila. But David HaMelech did that for us. Libi Schargen. And he brings the famous marshal of the Baal Shem in the Degel Machan Ephraim. That's where it's brought down, Degel Machan Ephraim, from who was Rabbi Nachman's uncle, right? The Rebbe Baruch Meshbitzer and the Degel Machan Ephraim, Moshe Chaim Ephraim were brothers. They were the uncles of Rabbi Nachman, the grandsons of the Baal Shem. Rabbi Nachman was the great grandson. Those are his uncles. So it's first brought in the Degel Machan Ephraim of Parshas Kisara, the marshal of the Baal Shem. Here he brings a little bit different. Meinze Mashem Sapim, Mashem Baal Shem Tov, Zechazal Kodesh Levoche, Marshal Shemelech Echad, Hiniach Oitz HaGadol B'Malkam Echad. It's a little bit different, but means that there was a king that had a great treasure someplace. The Sibay V'Achiza Seinayim, Kama V'Kama Choyme Soviv HaOitzer. You all know the marshal. And he used a certain power of Achiza Naim, of magic, to give the impression that there are all kinds of walls. The Degel gives much more moats and things keep, you know, surrounding. When people came there, they looked at these walls. The walls were really achizanam. The walls were for magic. Well, meaning it wasn't real. But the people looked at the walls. And then when they saw these walls, which were not real, but inside their heads, it became real. And what happened was, the kosher l'shabra. Just forget it, we can't do it. That we can't do this. Because the meniyah was in their head. In mitzias, it was nothing. It was a chizinayim. In mitzias, it wasn't a mitzias. Magic. Meaning it was a show. In mitzias, it wasn't a meniyah. The maniyah was that you bought it. You went for it. And inside your head and in your heart. Because it looks to you like it's something which is impassable. Impossible and impassable. You can't get past it. I don't know if there's a word like that. The kosher l'shabram. I can't break it. So some of the people right away, the Baal Shem says, some of the people right away turn back. Forget it, it's not shaykh. Now remember, it was made with kishuv. I say it's not a metzias. There's something epis there, but it's all kishuv. So some people broke through one chayma. Uboil hashnin, they came to the second wall. Uloyachlu l'shabra. This we can't do. Uksasam shibuyos, and some of the people that were very more determined, they broke through that also. Uloyachlu l'shabra nisharim, but the others couldn't. Ad shabah ben melech. In the end, everybody gave up. Because it got harder and harder. In the end, everybody gave up, except for the prince. Ad shabah ben melech. Amar, ani yedeyan. Who's the ben melech? The ben melech, the prince, is the one who's able to say, ani yedeyan. I know. Shekol ha-chaymes hemrak b'achizas einayin. I know that all these walls are illusion. They feel like walls. Yeah. You knock into it, it feels like a wall. But I know 100% that all of these maniyas are achizas einayin. All of these maniyas that are keeping me away from the king, keeping me away from the eitzah, from the treasure of my neshama, all of these maniyas are achizas einayin. Bemis ein shum chayma klal. The chayma is in your heart. The wall is in your heart and in your mind. And the prince knew this. V'holach levetach ad sh'avar akula. And the prince kept on going till he passed all of the walls. Mizei yavin ha-maskel ha-nimshal me'elav. An intelligent person understands the nimshal on his own. Akol ha-maniyas v'ha-hasoseis u'pituyim. All of the obstacles, all of the distractions, all of the seductions. Shem b'chinas chaymas. They're all walls. Those are all walls that we face in life. Sheyesh al oitzer sheyoshamayim. That's covering and keeping us from the oitzer, which Chazal says, of Yerushalayim, of being truly God-fearing Jews. That's the treasure. That's the Bas Melech. Shebe'emes einam klum. Rebbe Nachman says, Shebe'emes einam klum. They're nothing. The Iker, and what's the main thing for a Jew to have? Lev chazak v'amitz. A strong and courageous heart. That's a ben melech. A strong and courageous heart. V'az ein lo shum maniyah. And then there's no maniyah. U'befrat ha-maniyahs begashmius. Especially when it comes to the maniyahs. Gashmius ha-kleinikai. The physical maniyahs that are keeping you from becoming a tzaddik. Kagoyin machmas mamon. You don't have enough money to go to the tzaddik. You can't afford to go to the tzaddik. Oshemeni, I say ishtoi, or your wife doesn't want you to go to the tzaddik. Ubonav, your children, chaisnai, aviv, father-in-law, the in-laws, your parents, aviv imai, the chayitze. Rachman says, and kulam betelim umuvutalim, all of these manis. He's not saying that you should be nasty or rude. No, he just says there's an eitzer. If you be'emes, if you have a strong and courageous heart, Rav Nachman's not suspending the dinim of kibud av ve'em and of shalom bayis and so on. He just says, kulam betelim uvutalim, misha libay chazak v'amitz l'ashem. All of those manias are not going to be manias anymore. Other Rav Nachman used to say that those are the very same people that are going to be your biggest fans. They're going to be the ones who are pushing you. They're going to be the ones who are rooting for you. If you in your own heart are strong and you're able to acknowledge that the ikim maniyas maniyas hamayach libi schar char libi. In the end, they're not only going to be minis, but the minis are going to be changed into ne'imus. The tale of the Talmud Misha Liva Chazik V'Amis L'Hashem Azbach. The Gamma Filu Gevura Shal Hagibarim. And the Rebbe Nachman says, even you see the Gevura of Gibarim, you see the courage of heroic people, of big Gibarim. He says, Hurak Mechazik V'Amis Alev. The Iker is the Iker strength of a warrior, of a heroic person. The Iker strength of that person is not in his muscles. The ikkah strength of the person is always the libai. If you could have some scrawny guy, that's not like you wouldn't have thought that he's Mr. Superman or anything. That's the most heroic guy. And you could have another guy that worked out for 20 years, and he's a strong guy, and he's a bucky in all the chachmas of fighting and karate and wrestling and this and that. And in the end. The one who is rescuing and saving and doing and helping and schlepping and carrying out the Sefer Torah from the fire, Chalila, the one who ended up doing that, surprise, it's the scrawny guy, because the Ikar Gevura and the Oimus of a person is Oimus HaLev in the heart, Libi. If a person has a courageous heart, the Emes a courageous heart. That's the Ikar Koyach of a person. He says, "Gam afilu gevura shel hagibarim, horach mechayzik v'amitz alayv." The gevura, the ikka gevura of gibarim, of warriors and strong people, the ikka gevura gibarim is they're not afraid. They're not afraid. They go with amitz alayv. They're not afraid to take on something in life, to take it on and to fight against it. They're not afraid. We were going. When we were this summer, we had a beautiful trip with the family, and we went for a few days. We were in Colorado, and we went on this boat on the Colorado River. It was like, it's rapid. It wasn't so rapid. I mean, it was a little, because it was the end of the season, so it wasn't so fast. I mean, the kids were so afraid. Well, mice, it wasn't such a big deal. But it was fun, and they have along the way. My wife always saying that I can never like enjoy myself because I'm always trying to figure things out, and instead of just like, why don't you just take it easy? So I'm like more caught up in like things along the way that look interesting or strange. So what happened? There was this place where it died down, like there was no, it wasn't going fast, and you could pull over boats over there, and there's tall mountain sticking out over the river, this cliff, and there are people that are going up there to jump, and then they go from there, they go back into the boat, whereas you could walk over there and climb up the mountain, and they're jumping
into the river.
It's a pachet. It was like 30 foot. It was very, very high. This is a very scary thing. So of course the guy that takes you on the boat, because there's this guy that goes with everybody. So he asked me, would I like to do that? So like my kids and everything, they right away start to scream, no, it's not doing that. I said, I'm not dressed for the occasion. And I'm not interested. I like it here. It's good. And the whole thing was. So the kids were very fascinated by this, and I was saying, look, you see on the boat these guys, like these like macho knackers, and I said, look at the energy here right now this minute, because most of these guys are terrified of doing that, but they also have to show that they could do it, and I said to the kids, watch. You'll see, this one. Which ones will do it? Which ones in the end won't be able to do it? You could see on their faces who are the ones that had a certain crazy. I mean, it's crazy. You have to jump if you're already in the boat. But the oimitz, the ikid vu of the gibarim is oimitz. And there were others that were like fearless. there were a couple of these guys that were fielders. I saw the way that they, you could tell how they get out of the boat. You know what I'm saying? Like the ones like doing a lot of stuff before they get out. You know, he doesn't want to go in Shachmanis. Like, I want to say, you can come over here into the Orthodox section. Because we had a couple of Yidden over there. None of us were, had a Havamina. We were crazy. So I said, come over here, come around. I want like, to tell them, because I saw such Shachmanis. The guy didn't want to, these guys didn't want to do it. A couple of them, tearing off their things from, and they're like running up this mountain. The other ones are like looking for stuff and like, you know what? But he's got to go. He's got him such rachmanis when they stood up there, the hesitations of those guys. Because the ikka gevurah gibayim is oimetz halev. It's not how high the mountain is and how much it hurts if you hit the water, if you know how to dive, you don't know how to dive. The ikka gevurah gibayim is oimetz halev. It's courage. And of course, that's a silly marshal for what it means to be a Yid. Sheyesh lo lev chazik v'yosel loritz b'kishrei ha-melchama. Go into the war. He's courageous and brave. He goes into the war. Kamuv b'svarim, as he says in the Svarim. That is the person who's able to get past the menias. The person who's able to jump over the menias inside of himself. Then he'll get to the top of the mountain. But the one who's libi schacha, he has kashis and kfiris and things, and he doesn't have courage. Oymetz alev. See, he could all the time blame like this. I would go, but the mountain's a little slippery today. It rained last week. It's a little slippery. It's dangerous. I would go, but if my mother hears about it, she'll be all upset. You know. But the ones that have oymetz alev, they go, and they go, and they jump. There was a little boy who went. I don't even know how come they let him. How come they let him? Was drinking beers and what? A little kid, this big, went up there. Look, he went up to this thing. It was so high. Like this, you had to look. And he went up there. This little kid just went right up there. And he went straight to the front of the line. He made himself into a little bull. And he jumped. It was like this. They're crazy people. But I guess they like that. They have fun or something. But there's oymetz halev. By a child, it could be he just doesn't think. But an older person's oymetz halev. That's what it is. Same thing when it comes to Avodas Hashem. We should be zeichet to jump in the right way at the right time.